So what is the reason for this? Why do we not make progress? At least no perceptible progress. Certainly nothing at all spectacular or dramatic. So if one is asked this, one will say, well, most likely, one has no strength or no energy. This is why one hasn't been able to make any progress. One couldn't put the energy into it. In other words, there was no virya, no vigour, no energy. So why should this be? Why should there be no energy, no drive for the living of the spiritual life, for the realization of the ideal? Why do we say that we have no energy when we haven't enough strength? Because actually, in fact, we've got plenty of energy. Plenty of energy. There's no shortage of energy at all. In fact, far from being short of energy, we ourselves are embodiments of energy. We're concretions, as it were, crystallizations, as it were, of psychophysical, even of spiritual energy. The fact that we've got a body at all, a mind at all, these are all made up of energy. We ourselves are energy. So there's no lack, there's no shortage of energy. But what usually happens? What usually happens is that our energy is dissipated. It's like a stream, which is broken up, which is subdivided, which is led off, led away into thousands of channels, so it loses its force. In this way, in the same way, our energy flows out, as it were, over innumerable objects. It's dissipated in numberless directions. Not only dissipated, but divided. Only part of our energy, a little of our energy, goes into the spiritual life. And the rest of the energy goes into all sorts of other activities that contradict the spiritual life, that are working against it. So we seem, sometimes, we feel sometimes, sort of pulled apart. Part of our energy is going this way to the ideal. Another part of our energy is going that way away from the ideal. So we feel ourselves pulled apart, as it were. And for this reason, we feel very often exhausted. So the real problem of the spiritual life, we may say, in a way, the central problem of the spiritual life is that of the conservation and unification of our energies. And some of you may recollect that we went into all this some months ago in the course of a lecture on the sevenfold puja, poetry and devotion in Buddhism. And we saw in that lecture, we saw on that occasion, that our energies, especially our emotional energies, are not available for the spiritual life, not available for the living of the spiritual life, because they're either just blocked within us, or they're wasted and just leak away, or because they're just too coarse, too unrefined. We find, for instance, that our energies are blocked within us for various reasons. Very often our emotional energies are blocked because we've been brought up to repress our emotions, not to show them, not to express them. In this way, emotional energies get blocked, get dammed up, as it were. And some people say that the English are particularly good at this sort of thing. And then again, we're compelled to engage in mechanical, routine work into which we can't put our energy. So in this way also, energy gets blocked. We don't want to give our energy to something in which we're not interested. And then again, energy is blocked because we have no real positive, creative outlet for our energy. And in this way, energies congeal within us and they petrify and harden within us. Again, sometimes emotional energies are blocked on account of emotional frustrations, emotional disappointments, fear of being hurt through the emotions, and so on. And above all, perhaps, by the absence of any real communication with other people. We find that real communication has an energizing, almost an electrifying effect on people. That most people are out of communication with one another, but when they come into communication, it's as though two terminals have met, a positive and a negative, and a spark is produced. Energy is produced. And then again, we find that people's energies, their emotional energies, become blocked on account of the wrong type of conditioning, the wrong type of education. Especially, say, things like the Orthodox Christian teaching on sex, which must have resulted in the emotional stultification of probably tens of millions of people, if not hundreds of millions, in the course of history. So in this way, emotional energies are blocked. And because they're blocked, they're not available for the living of the spiritual life.